following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. I've been telling you about Lumosity.com. Instead of just working out your body, sometimes you have to work out your most important asset, your brain. Lumosity.com is like a personal trainer for your brain. Select areas you want to improve. Think and solve problems faster. Sharpen your memory. Focus longer. I could use that. So you can be at the top of your game. I've used Lumosity.com before. Clever, smart, and helps. It's designed to improve your brain's performance through the science of neuroplasticity. So you get daily online workouts targeted to meet your goals. The online exercise is fun, like playing games. Only takes a few minutes. Lumosity.com gives you the competitive edge you need to get ahead and stay ahead. Start training with Lumosity.com today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com, and tell them you heard it from the Herd.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday, June the 20th. Doug Duda with you, and want you to be a part of the program today as well. We will be talking with UCLA baseball coach John Savage. We'll be talking with Michael Bonner of the Jackson Clarion Ledger about Mississippi State, what they've been doing with all this time off as they're 2-0 in the tournament. Seriously, did anybody pick Mississippi State to win the tournament, maybe even be in the final? I don't know. I didn't hear anybody. We'll talk with those folks. We'll also be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger one last time for this week anyway, and their IFL playoff debut Saturday night at the Heartland Event Center beginning at 7 o'clock. But who's with me here? Come on. Start the chant out there. Put the hands together. Come on. Let's go Heat. Let's go Heat. That's Heat with an H, not eat. Lunch is another hour away, and we'll get that taken care of as well. But let's go Heat. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I am staggered by the amount of people that are rooting against the Miami Heat. I mean, seriously, I hate the Yankees, and I don't ever remember this many people rooting against the Yankees or the Cowboys or the Lakers or the Celtics, Miami Hurricane football. In fact, it seems to me the only person, and this is across the country, but around here, the only thing I can even think that's more unpopular than the Miami Heat is Bill Callahan and Steve Peterson. I mean, that's like the only, it's just amazing to me why people don't get it. Why they don't get it. Why they are opposed to the Miami Heat just because, I mean, Alex Rodriguez left numerous Seattle, Texas to go take the money with the Yankees. I mean, if you hate LeBron James for taking the money, then you didn't like the television special. Well, the only reason they had a television special is because ESPN, or whoever it would have been, but it was ESPN, the highest bidder, shoved it down his throat, said they donate $1 million to the Boys and Girls Clubs, which is a good thing. I'm still trying to figure out how you can't like LeBron James. You don't like what they did for their fans? Not two, not three, not four. Big deal. That wasn't for you. That was for the Miami Heat fans. And I will continue to be on this bandwagon. And again, it's bad because, like I said, if it was anybody else in the finals, I'd be rooting for the Spurs. So if the Spurs win, yay. And they're probably the best number two team at this point. that has been in the finals for a long, long time. Epic number seven tonight. And all the action gets going just after 8 o'clock. And, of course, you'll be hearing about it all day here on ESPN Radio. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question. You can vote on it at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, will the Heat win, lose, cover? What will the outcome be? 53% of you say the Spurs will win the game outright. 47% took the Heat. 33% of that said that the Heat would cover the spread, which is 6.5 points. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today: which one of the teams that is undefeated at the College World Series has the best chance of winning it all? Mississippi State or UCLA? I don't even know if I can answer that question yet. We'll have to talk to John Savage. We'll have to talk to Michael Bonner and get their views on it. Game last night. But you can vote on it now. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, Mississippi State UCLA at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. 1-0. First 1-0 game in the College World Series since 1985 last night. Folks, and it still took over 3 hours to play. What's going on? What's going on? What's more interesting to you, the NBA Finals, the NHL playoffs, the College World Series? Were you more fired up about the U.S. Open or the upcoming Wimbledon? Fire us off your thoughts to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can fire off your information and your emails to us there. You can always call us. Love to hear from you. And the number you need to get into the studio or to win any of the contests and ticket giveaways is 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We get a tweet and a Facebook every once in a while. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Like us there. You can also go to our webpage. If you vote on the Midtown Mart Cooler question and look at the daily sports and see what's all going on ESPN, it's all right there for you at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also like us on Facebook to find out who the guests have and will be and have been on the show, our podcasts, and the live sporting activities that will be going on. So all of those ways to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm not going to say it was boring last night, but boy, a sacrifice fly, that was it. And UCLA has had 10 total hits in the College World Series, and they're 2-0. So we are seeing North Carolina and North Carolina State tonight. Hear it all right here on ESPN Radio, beginning at 6:40 with first pitch just after 7:05 this evening. Also a little American Legion baseball action from last night. Kearney and Hastings split with the Johnson Imperial Juniors beating Post 52 13-8 in the senior game. Kearney runs them, wins it by a score of 4-1 over 5 points. And Grand Island Home Federal split with Columbus. Grand Island 5 points swept Columbus. St. Paul beat Grand Island USave, and Tom Dinsdale of GI beat St. Paul. Tonight, Hastings runs it in Johnson Imperial. Will be at Duncan Field to take on a club out of Norfolk. And Grand Island Tom Dinsdale is scheduled to take on Donovan Trumbull. UNK head wrestling coach Mark Bauer officially released the name of 10 high school seniors who are coming to UNK to join the two-time defending national champion wrestling program. Of course, when signing day occurred, we told you about Kearney High's Hunter Bamford, Trey Schlender, and Kalen Mazankowski that are all coming to UNK. Other Nebraskans are Chance Bela from Shadron, Preston Lauterbach of Bellevue East, Nick Knoll from Plattsmith, and of course Trey Trujillo from Grand Island Senior High. There are three out-of-staters, two from Texas. A.J. Hinkle is out of Allen, Texas. Ivan DeLeon is from Katy, Texas. And Khalil Abdushakur is out of Parkview High School in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So UNK, seven seniors on last year's team, including national champion Raphaël Stotts and runner-up Chase Nelson, have to replace those points as they get ready for another run at the national championship. A couple of other notes here. We've told you Florida Gulf Coast kind of released it almost a month ago that they were going to be the opening game for Nebraska. Well, the university officially announced, and if you want to be there on November the 8th, that's the day the women and the men will both be playing that day at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The start time for the men will officially be announced at a later date, but right around noon is when the women will get going. They will take on UCLA. The Bruins finished with a 26-8 record and reached the second round of the tournament last year. Of course, Nebraska reached the Sweet 16 for the second time in program history, going 25-9. And then Florida Gulf Coast, who was renamed Dunk City for winning two games in the NCAA tournament, will be playing that night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Cornhusker State Games Torch Run gets underway within the hour as they will be moving along from Norfolk. Instead of the normal start point out at Scott's Bluff, they're going to weave their way from the north to the south and then back to the east. They're in Kearney and Grand Island next week. And, of course, we welcome everyone to Hastings and the annual Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals. First go-round is underway at the Adam County Fairgrounds, and the second go-round is tonight at 6. They'll go again tomorrow at 10 and 6, and then the short go is Saturday afternoon at 1, and the top four in each event will then go to the National High School Rodeo Finals in Gillette, Wyoming next month. As we go into our first break, don't forget, had a little birthday lunch yesterday with the gang at Cunningham's, and sounds like they had a heck of a party last night, and you can have a heck of a good time anytime you go to Cunningham's. Open 7 days a week. Satisfy your taste buds with one of the delicious gourmet burgers. Maybe you pick up the trio where you can get some steak, shrimp, chicken, all on a skewer. Very good. Folks are trying the French dip sliders. Outstanding. I love the French club. You can get a great pizza there. You can get a salad. There's daily specials. And, of course, while you're having your favorite food or favorite beverage, you can't miss all of the great televisions throughout the establishment, including the huge 10-foot big screen that they have for the biggest event like Game 7 of the NBA Finals tonight. So, you're at home. You got one TV in the basement, or you got one TV upstairs, or you got one TV, period. You can't watch the NBA and the College World Series and Major League Baseball all at the same time and the highlights of the golf tournament, and you can't watch it all. You just can't do it. It's impossible. So do it at Cunningham's and enjoy a night with your friends. And don't forget, if you've got a cell phone, they can give you a special offer. Text HAMS offer, H-A-M-S, offer, all one word, to 90210. HAMS offer to 90210. Receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up today at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, in the fabulous courtyard in Kearney. When we come back, Michael Bonner, Jackson Clarion Ledger, and UCLA baseball coach John Savage. Stay with us.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 15 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Wendy's presents Summer Berry.
What's up, Barry?
Well, Jill told me she loves a nice summer berry. I'm a nice berry, but where's the summer love?
Oh, you know, she might have said berry, as in strawberry.
What?
Like in this berry almond chicken salad from Wendy's.
She also said berries are so sweet. You think she was flirting?
Oh, yeah, with the salad, though.
Wendy's berry almond chicken salad is back. Fresh strawberries, plump blueberries, and warm grilled chicken. Try it now with our new strawberry lemonade.
Now that's better.
For a limited time, only for the summer.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at Discover.
Every game of the College World Series can be heard right here.
Runner goes, and it's driven to right field. Pretty well hit. Mark Laird going back. Laird on the track, at the wall, leaping up, and it's gone! A two-run homer for Brian Holberton, and a 2-2 pitch. Curveball hit high in the air, deep toward right field. Renfro going back at the track. He's got it against the wall, and Mississippi State hangs on.
Tonight, it's North Carolina and North Carolina State. Pregame at 6:40 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, partly sunny skies and breezy winds. A few showers or storms are possible. Some of these storms could turn severe, especially during the afternoon hours. Highs will warm into the upper 80s to near 90. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday program, the 20th day of June. The month is moving right along. Hope whatever you're doing is fun, isn't all work. Enjoying a little bit of the outdoors. I'm going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Nebraska Danger here in just a little bit, so stay with us for that. Exciting action last night in the NHL Stanley Cup. Man, oh man, if you're a hockey fan, you're getting all that you want and more. The third time in four games that we have went to overtime. Brent Seabrook knocking it in. They're scoring last night. That's outstanding. And 6-5. Chicago evens the series with Boston at Boston. So give credit to Randy Bushcutter, our co-host yesterday. That was his prediction. He said he took the road team to even things up here at 2-2. So there you go. The Blackhawks just continue to battle in there. And game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is set for tomorrow night in Chicago as they do stick to the regular schedule of 2-2-1-1-1. Well, I don't know what they're doing. You win a couple of games. You win that first game in a College World Series. Then you win the second one. And, hey, you could have flown home and done things for a couple of days and come back. But that's what the Mississippi State Bulldog situation is in, as they have been off for a couple of days. And they'll be off again until tomorrow. But that's a good thing. Michael Bonner joins us from the Jackson Clarion Ledger here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Michael, great to chat with you. Thanks for giving us some time. Got to be a great feeling in Bulldog land.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I think all the fans, it goes without saying, are extremely excited. They've been really in the driver's seat to go to the program's first College World Series final.
What was the feeling of this team coming out of the Super Regional on the way to Omaha, outside of the team that's always confident? What was the media? What was the fans' perspective? Did they think this team even had a chance to get to a championship?
I think so. With the way that the bracket kind of settled for them, in the sense that Vanderbilt wasn't there, some other teams weren't there that, you know, maybe the national seeds didn't make it through. And then I think everything really settled down to that first game against Oregon State, where if they win that one, then maybe they can make a deep run. If they lose it, obviously, it might be a little more difficult. But the way it's set up, looking at like an Indiana or a Louisville standing in their way, not a national seed. And I think it can't be underestimated the confidence that this team received from playing in the SEC. They believe that they played in the toughest league in the history in college baseball. And that really groomed them for a deep run, because when they face other teams, they faced an LSU, they faced the Vanderbilt, they faced the South Carolina. So they're really not intimidated by any team. So I think that really helped them going forward confidence-wise.
We're talking with Michael Bonner of the Jackson Clarion Ledger here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We had Michael Conforto, the outstanding outfielder from Oregon State, on the show yesterday, and we've talked with quite a few people this week about the most dramatic moment, I think, still of this College World Series, and it was a flyout to right. What was going through your mind, and behind the scenes, what are the Bulldogs saying about that home run that wasn't against Oregon State?
It's funny. I didn't think he got all of it. Just like John Cohen said, he said after the game, he didn't think he could get all of it, and then he looked up and goes, oh, my God, that thing's crushed. But I didn't realize he got all of it, or most of it, I guess you'd say now, until I saw Hunter Renfro's first step, and he looked like a deer in headlights in right field, like, oh no. And he kind of stumbled backwards, and then, as Wes Ray put it, it's not a bad thing when you have the best athlete in the park, your right fielder, and he's the one going to get it. They really haven't said much about it, because, ironically, the most heart-stopping moment came in the next game, when Jonathan Holder went off the mound and then threw it low to Wes Ray, and he scooped it, basically saving the game. So and then even before that, in the Super Regionals to win it, there was a shaky ninth inning where they were up by two, I believe, two or three, and then Virginia scores, cuts it to one, and then the tying runs on third, and once again, it took the final out to get there. So this has kind of been a routine for Mississippi State as of late.
And we could talk with Coach Cohen tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're looking forward to that. And Hunter Renfro, he's just everything everybody wants. He's an All-American. He's first-round draft pick, and it looks like he's a great young man as well.
He really is. We talk to him on a daily basis, and he's a great kid, and he's just an unbelievable athlete. We at batting practice today, I was actually, weirdly enough, standing in some trees with some of the players as they waited for him to take BP, because down in Creighton, there's no really there's no fence to kind of prevent that from happening. And for Renfro, it's such a short porch. So we're chilling there, and some of the players sitting down were, let me know when Renfro's up, or let me know when Renfro's up. And he hit one. He hit a car today, and then he hit one that that went across the parking lot, hit the middle of the parking lot, and then rolled. And it's kind of a cool thing. Luis Pollureno, the pitcher, was by the time, I mean, obviously it didn't go this in the air, but by the time he found the ball, it had gone two blocks. So it's just kind of funny. He's two blocks away from the ballpark. I got the ball, guys. So, and it shouldn't be underestimated that Hunter Renfro can throw 98 miles an hour, too. If hitting doesn't work on the major leagues, he still has that 98 mile an hour fastball to fall back on. So just a really freak athlete.
Yeah, Michael, if we could just get a few of those in TD Ameritrade Park for the fans to get fired up about, that would be great.
I was out in center field yesterday, and I took a picture of the 408 sign, and I tweeted and said, "This is where fly balls go to die." They're just they just don't carry.
Michael Bonner joins us from the Jackson Clarion Ledger here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. It's not just Renfro. It was also announced last night that a couple of more Bulldogs were named All-American, and shortstop Adam Frazier and relief pitcher Jonathan Holder. Take me to Holder. They made the decision that they didn't necessarily need to use him the other night. But, man, what a special young man for just being a sophomore.
Yeah, they used him for the last out. So they did kind of go to him late. I'm kind of with you in the fact that I was surprised it took him so long to get to him. But he's just, as a sophomore, he has the single season saves record. He tied the all time program saves record with 29. He has 20 this season. Obviously has to come back next season. So that saves record seems to be his. If he gets one more in this College World Series, he'll have the career record. And it's just he's probably their best arm. He throws low mid-90s and then follows it up with this just stealthy curveball that falls off the table and makes a lot of really good hitters look terrible, just foolish. I've been watching some of the games, and there's been a couple of swings, and it's only two strikes, and I think in my head, this guy might as well just walk back to the dugout. He doesn't have a chance. It's just he makes them look that bad on the curveball that it's fun to watch.
Talking here with Michael Bonner on the Doug and Daddy Show about Mississippi State baseball. Although I have to be honest with you, when we were driving, listening to the pregame for the first game here on ESPN Radio between Mississippi State and Oregon State, I was listening to the story of this mountain of a man known as Wes Rea. And sometimes it just doesn't do it justice on TV, but this guy is, I think he would make the football team scary. I mean, if you could tell the folks, because I'm sure not everybody heard it, tell the folks Wes's story. What an athlete.
Yeah, it's funny. He was talking about today, but in kind of an anecdote, they were playing Central Arkansas, and Central Arkansas is in the regional. Central Arkansas shortstop is 5'7", 150. And he's standing on first base with Wes Ray, who's 6'5", 270. And I was like, oh, my God, that's like – it was just like – he was standing on the base, and he still didn't come up to his shoulders. But as Wes Ray's story, I mean, he was an offensive lineman, which you don't see that many times. I think in baseball you see a lot of quarterbacks, you know, kind of go both sports.
Sure.
Carl Crawford kind of pops into my head. I know Joe Mauer pops into my head. Even I know Tom Brady plays some catcher. So those kind of go back and forth. But you don't see many offensive linemen, you know, make that move. And they were joking today that Dan Mullen, the head football coach of Mississippi State, still jokes with Wes Rea, saying, you know, hey, you can play football. You know, hey, you know, you can play a real sport. And as I said, it's all in fun. But he's that good of an athlete. And I think it shows to both sports the athleticism it takes, where, you know, offensive linemen are athletes, and, you know, the first basemen are athletes. And you go back to the scoop against Indiana and watching practice this week, that wasn't a fluke. He picks ball after ball after ball out of the dirt, and he's really made an art of it. And he's one of the better athletes on the team. He's got great footwork, and when they all joke, but when he wants to run, he can actually get it going. And a lot of people have been waiting for maybe a tag up from third and a collision at the plate, because there's not a lot of catchers that would like to see a 6'5", 270 guy, you know, bearing down on him from third.
I think that would be a good time for the Ole move by the catcher. Just a couple of minutes here with Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Michael, I get the feeling that a lot of people believe that Oregon State should have won that first game. okay, whether they should have or not, we've seen that Mississippi State is a great baseball team. So what do they have to do better tomorrow against Oregon State, and have they named who's going to toe the rubber?
It's a really interesting point. I said that a lot, in the fact that, you know, they didn't beat Oregon State, you know, 5-1 or 6-2 or one of those things. You can make an argument, and it's probably almost a fact that Oregon State thinks that they should have won that game. So I think that's an interesting dynamic going into the game. I think what they need to do maybe better, or just, you know, consistently do what they've been doing, is, once again, the starters got to come up big for them, because they've really shortened the game in the sense that if they can get to the fourth or fifth, they're really confident that, you know, Chad Girardeau or a Ross Mitchell, who's 13-0, and then, as we talked about, Jonathan Holder, can, you know, close them out and, you know, get them to the next game. But it all comes down to starting pitching for them, which I think is why it's so important to win Friday's game, because then if they have to go to Saturday, and then even if they win Saturday, looking at a Monday, Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday matchup, they don't have those arms, they don't have those starting pitchers that can go deep into the game, and their bullpen may just be shot. As for who's going to take the mound, John Cohen hinted at Kendall Graveman, but he said they're going to talk about it tonight. We know, I think, the last time against Indiana, they didn't announce the starting pitcher until 2 hours before the game. So this is nothing new. Really, for them, they're more worried about how they stack up after the starter. I would guess it would be Graveman. I don't know who else they kind of would go to. Trevor Fitz is an option. He's made three starts this postseason, but Trevor Fitz hasn't gone. He's made three starts. He's gone a total of seven innings. So I think Graveman gives them the best chance to maybe go a little deeper into games and get them into the fourth or fifth inning, and then turn it over to that bullpen like they have done really the entire postseason.
We talked about at the very start of the interview that they have had two, and will have two and a half, I guess. They play at 2 o'clock tomorrow in Omaha. What has Mississippi State been doing with their downtime?
They've been I know they had a luncheon on Tuesday. The days all roll into, the Tuesday. And then Wednesday, yesterday, they went to the zoo, which was a really funny story. They took a vine of the tiger, and the tiger actually, and I saw it, and you can actually check out on our blog, or even Brett Pirtle's vine. The tiger, when he roared, it sounded like he was saying maroon. So there's a video of the play of the tiger like roaring, which sounds like maroon, and the players saying, screaming white back at him, and the tiger would roar again and sounds like maroon. So there's a maroon and white chant between the tiger and the Mississippi State players, which is kind of funny. So they did that yesterday. I think today will be more of an off day for them. And like John Cohen said, it feels like 3 weeks since they've played. But it's also kind of getting back into the regular season schedule, where you play a couple of games, you have almost a week off, and you play a couple of games. So I think it's almost a comfort, too, in the sense that they feel like it's almost a regular season play, and they kind of take some of that pressure off.
Now, Michael, have you been surprised? Has there been a surprise player, a surprise turnaround in the postseason that has gotten the Bulldogs to this point?
I think if you look at Trey Porter, he hit in the eighth inning where they were down against Indiana, and then he comes up. He had seven at-bats in the last month, and John Cohen was thinking actually pulling him and going with Sam Frost at that point. Stuck with Trey Porter. He shoots one into right center, plates two, and he's kind of the hero of that game. They said, you think about it, has seven at-bats the last month. Really a guy that no one would have thought would really, you know, have anything to do with this College World Series. Fought like some eye trouble, some allergies, where he couldn't see that well almost a month ago. And now he's, you know, as I kind of said it, he couldn't see, and now the world kind of saw what he could do. So really, I think he's kind of come out of nowhere. And if you're kind of looking at a player who really has been there the entire season but has really stepped his game up, it's definitely Chad Girardeau out of the bullpen. Here's a guy who finished the regular season with 36 strikeouts and 29 appearances. I think he's appeared in six games in the postseason. He has 37 strikeouts. He has 32 in his last three appearances. Just his rhythm, pitching out of his mind and making bats miss. So I think those are two guys who have really kind of stepped up for the Bulldogs.
All right. Who you got tonight, Heat or Spurs?
I was watching the game, game six, I guess, or game five, whatever it was. And I was disappointed to see Ray Allen hit that three, so I have to go with the Spurs.
All right, buddy. Well, we've just been asking, and it seems to be the consensus. People want the Spurs to win tonight, and we'd love chatting a little College World Series here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us the insight to Mississippi State, and hopefully we can do it again.
Thanks so much. Anytime.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger. Check it all out on their website. And, of course, you can follow along on his Twitter. And I can't wait to check out the Lion Roar here. I hadn't come across that in my research this morning, so that'll be pretty cool. Pretty cool to check that out. Again, Michael Bonner, Jackson Clarion Ledger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to be talking with UCLA baseball coach John Savage. But right now, I want to let you know that at Bruce Furniture, I got my mailer. It's a big thing. You couldn't miss it in your mail with all the coupons and all the extra discounts you can receive. Plus, right now with a purchase of $499 or more, you'll throw in a $50 gas card. Comes along free with any purchase of $499 or more at Bruce Furniture, going on in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, all four of their locations. Check out the store-wide savings for the rest of the month and the over $200 in discount coupons in the mail. Plus that $50 in free gas with a $499 or more purchase. It's just right for you, and they've got the top brand names in furniture, bedding, everything you need for your home, your office. Check it out at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's give away some Nebraska Danger tickets. What do you think? Let's do that. 888. If you haven't won yet this week, we got a chance for you here. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you know our trivia answer, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger Colorado Ice playoff game at the Heartland Event Center Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Haven't been very many runs scored in this College World Series. What's the highest number of runs in one game in this year's College World Series? What's the most runs scored, and we want the number, what's the most runs scored in the 2013 College World Series in Omaha? If you can tell us what that number is, we'll give you some tickets back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, Stamps.com, enter.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today, partly sunny skies and breezy winds. A few showers or storms are possible. Some of these storms could turn severe, especially during the afternoon hours. Highs will warm into the upper 80s to near 90. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 79.
Ready or not.
not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Cause here we come.
North Carolina at North Carolina State tonight at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:40 here on ESPN Radio. Congratulations to Jesse in Central City and to Jared in Shelton. Thanks for listening, and they're going to the Nebraska Danger playoff game at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island on Saturday night. They knew that the most runs scored so far in this year's College World Series is 11. Oregon State did it in the first elimination game against Louisville, beating them 11-4, scoring 7 runs in the fourth inning. Coming up, John Savage, head baseball coach at UCLA. We want to get to some of the emails here at the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Wayne in Grand Island. He says, I'm a Heat fan and have been since LeBron James went there. I'm a longtime NBA fan, and I'm truly amazed at what LeBron is all about. He took less money to play for the Heat because Cleveland couldn't put a team around him, and he wants to be part of a team. And again, this goes back to what I was talking about at the beginning, why everybody is hating on the Heat and LeBron James. But Wayne goes on to say, he has been and continues to be about the team and not himself and gets vilified for it. I too like the Spurs, but I'm 100% pulling for the Heat. If the Heat lose, LeBron will be crucified, and for what? He isn't all about himself. Everything everyone says they want a superstar to be, he is. And yet everyone hates him. It's ridiculous. Wayne, right on. The only thing, and he's won the championship, but the superstar has to win another one and probably another one, and that is why he will be vilified. Tomorrow will be brutal. If the Spurs win it, tomorrow will be brutal, because we'll even have to talk, and it depends how the game plays out, but we'll have to talk to me about the Spurs winning it and how great they are, or will it be more about the Heat losing it? And I just, you know, it'll be more about the Heat losing it, because Tim Duncan's a quiet guy. Doesn't get the, and it's not like LeBron's out there pitching all kinds of products. I mean, he's not Peyton Manning. Thanks, Wayne, so much for the email. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Jeff says, for people my age, which is the young age in his 20s, we idolize Michael Jordan. When LeBron was in high school, he was supposed to be the next coming of Michael. So for me, I root against LeBron because I don't want him to eclipse Michael Jordan's 6 titles. The same reason I don't want Kobe to get his 6th title either, because he's always compared to MJ as well. I don't hate LeBron at all, like one of your co-hosts said. LeBron, for his age, actually has got things figured out. Staying out of trouble in the offseason, and so on and so on. Jeff goes on to say, I think for me, I just don't want to see LeBron become the greatest ever, because that means my childhood idol, Michael Jordan, wouldn't be. I used to wear my 23 Bulls jersey with my tongue stuck out, practicing the layup Michael hit against the Lakers in 1991. Plus, it's hard to root against Tim Duncan. A great email there from Jeff. You know what? And I'm going to go a different direction on that email there. The tongue layup thing, that has to be, maybe it's not number one, and this would be a good SportsCenter top 10 or just a time killer someday on the show, good email or Facebook question. That layup, and I've said it before, I think, here on the show, one of the most overhyped great plays in the history of sports. It wasn't that great. He wasn't going to dunk it. He flipped it up there. It was I've never understood. And I love Jordan. I love the Bulls. But I've never understood the attention that play gets. But, hey, if you're a 7-year-old and you see that play, heck yeah. That's probably the greatest play you ever saw from your hero, and that's what you go out and get taken care of. So keep the emails, Facebook posts coming, and if you want to give us a buzz, sure love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. Don't be afraid to come on the air and have a little discussion. 888-455-3776. Tiger Woods is going to be out until the British Open, which I say immediately means he's not going to win the British Open, which is getting easier to say now with Tiger. But the supposed left elbow that has been bothering him, that he heard at the Players, and they talked more about it at the U.S. Open. The doctor says it's strained and you should take a few weeks off for rest and treatment. But, well, no kidding. So that's what he's going to do. He will not play in the AT&T National, which is for his foundation, and is the defending champion at that tournament. So if he could, he would play in that, but he's going to be off until the British Open, which is at Muirfield this year on July the 18th. So no Tiger for a little while. think we went through all of the day's sports. We want to let you know that the Midway Auto Dealership is there for you. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Go check out the great gang who have so many great deals daily. And here in this month of June, we have had Andy in talking about it, and it just continues. Not only can you get 1.9% financing for 72 months with approved credit on new vehicles, doesn't it always seem like, yeah, if you can afford to buy a new one, you're going to get the great deals? Not at Midway. You get those great deals for new, but they take care of you with the certified pre-owned vehicles right now. 2.9% financing with approved credit on all pre-owned certified vehicles from their Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And don't forget, you can check out their entire inventory, new and pre-owned, on their webpage, thinkmidway.com. And if you like them on Facebook, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Nebraska football season. 8 home games, pair of season tickets is going to one of their Facebook followers at thinkmidway.com. When we come back, John Savage, UCLA.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 15 up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local Walmart.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEC safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who...
Do you have enough horsepower for road rage? The Hastings Family YMCA Motorsport Park Hastings and Murphy's at the Track are sponsoring Road Rage 2013. Road Rage is an 8-hour cycling race Saturday, June 29th at 8 a.m. at Motorsport Park Hastings. Party in your pit with music, food, and fun as you cheer on your team. Enjoy a Road Rage pre-race dinner the night before, expo during the race, and live entertainment after. Sign up for Road Rage by contacting Ann at Hastings Family YMCA or log on to hastingsymca.net.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
When you make a purchase, you want to be sure it's just right for you and your family. That's why you sit on a sofa at the furniture store or test drive a car before you buy it. Well, how about test driving the Kearney Country Club? Check out the golf course, the tennis courts, the swimming pool, the dining, and do it for 1 month just like every other member. Discover the Kearney Country Club with their new member promotion going on through the end of June. For more information, contact Patty at 234-3151. Discover the Kearney Country Club.
Today, partly sunny skies and breezy winds. A few showers or storms are possible. Some of these storms could turn severe, especially during the afternoon hours. Highs will warm into the upper 80s to near 90. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 79.
Daddy Show with you here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along. In just a moment, John Savage is going to join us here, UCLA baseball coach. We want to remind you that the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run began today, and we mentioned that it'll be making its way through the state in Kearney and Grand Island Wednesday and Thursday of next week. And along with that, Olympic volleyball silver medalist Jordan Larson and bobsled gold medalist Kurt Tomasevich will be hosting sports clinics in five communities, 5 days. Starts in Scottsbluff, then goes to North Platte, Kearney, Grand Island, and Lincoln. All registered youth age 5 to 18 gets a clinic shirt, an autographed photo, and other sponsor gifts. Larson will help local organizers with a volleyball-specific clinic. Tomasevich will focus on a speed and agility clinic designed for all sports. You can find out more online at CornhuskerStateGames.com or at NebraskaSportsCouncil.com. But find out a lot more, CornhuskerStateGames.com. When they're in Kearney on Wednesday, June the 26th, they'll be at the Kearney YMCA. And when they're in Grand Island on Thursday, June the 27th, they will be at Grand Island Senior High School, Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich with the Nebraska Sports Council and putting on their great, great clinics in part with the Cornhusker State Games Torch Arrival Ceremony in each community. College World Series rolls on tonight with an elimination game between North Carolina and North Carolina State. Our coverage here on ESPN Radio begins at 6:40, and then the winner advances on to take on UCLA tomorrow night. Every game right here, and we are pleased once again to catch up with John Savage, the head coach of the Bruins, a very busy man. But you know what, Coach? It's not too bad. You get a little time to sit back and scout. Congratulations on the 2-0 start.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. It's, they reward you for being in that winner's bracket, and we've had a good day of practice yesterday, another one again today, and then, of course, we'll go watch that game tonight.
And you were there last night scouting, and ESPN kind of made a big deal of it on television that you're there watching it, you, as your team fully expects to be in that best of three finals next week.
Well, I kind of learned that in 2010. You know, you better pay attention to the other bracket. I mean, your main focus is your bracket. You better take care of that or else you won't even see anybody else in the other one. So, but at the same time, I think, you know, it's balance and you got to, you know, juggle your time and you better make sure, especially at this stage, if you're still playing, you can play them. And, Oregon State, Indiana are two really, really good teams. I really respect the way they went about it and they played a great game and Oregon State came out on top. But, you just got to pay attention to everybody here. It's a mistake, I think, to avoid them.
John Savage, UCLA baseball coach with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Did you enjoy the game, and did you think to yourself, hey, we can outscore these guys?
Well, it kind of reminded me of our games. Matt Boyd was fantastic, and the right-hander from Indiana was very, very good, and it was lockdown. You know, I mean, it was a pitch here, pitch there that really changed the game, and you know, base runners were precious. I mean, just there wasn't a whole lot going on, and Boyd, you know, had 11 strikeouts and did what he needed to do to get his team in the next round.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like coaching, because we talked about this. This is your style. It's low-scoring games. You don't get to 5 runs very often, no matter who you played this year. But does it get to I think the fans here on the Doug and Daddy Show this week, we're just kind of bringing up, does it get to a nerve-wracking point when you know that absolutely every time you get somebody on base, you need to get them around?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of that. I mean, it's just I think I've learned to have patience. I think patience would probably be the most thing I've learned this season is that, you know, you just can't get too fast in your thinking. You know, you can't get greedy. You can't get upset when we don't execute. And, you know, it's just kind of a grind game. I mean, last game was a prime example of that. We really didn't do much of anything offensively. And, you know, we had a walk, we had a single, we had a walk, we had a single, we had a wild pitch. And that was our run production for the entire night. And we ended up winning the game. So opportunistic, Doug, would be the key word here. You know, with our team, obviously, they take advantage of any mistakes. And that's what good teams do. So you got to give credit where credit's due. You know, we think we are a little more offensive than people are giving us credit for, but at the same time, you gotta show your offensive. So, we've done that a little bit throughout the season, but in the postseason, the runs are hard to come by. And I think any head coach you talk to in the country that's still playing would say the same thing.
Coach, do you think that the pitching from your team, including David Berg, which is just outstanding to watch, has it been better in these first two games than even it has been most of the year?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we beat Oregon 1-0, 1-0 Friday, Saturday up there. We've won all our conference series this year other than three of them. We lost to Stanford 2 out of 3, Oregon State and Arizona State, which are three pretty good teams, and we lost 2 out of 3 to all three of them. So we have pitched well all season. I mean, whenever you have an ERA that we have and the strikeouts and the walks and the hits per innings pitched, and, you know, that's a maintained thing. It just doesn't happen over one weekend. That happens over 15, 16, 17 weekends. So what we've done has not surprised us.
Let me take you back to that North Carolina State game. There was a couple of well-hit balls. Does the heart jump a little bit thinking that maybe actually one could leave the ballpark?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, Turner really hit his. Ibarra hit his, you know, from LSU. And, you know, night games, you know, the ball doesn't travel as well. You got a little prevailing winds a little bit at times, of course, at Ameritrade. So, you know, it's a combination of things. We do have fly ball pitchers. Fly ball pitchers need to make sure the ball stays in the park. And for the most part, all season long, our guys have done that. But, you know, there are a few that come close, and certainly Turner's did.
We're talking with UCLA baseball coach John Savage here on the Doug and Daddy Show, who's been great with his time with us here. And, Coach, tonight, North Carolina State, what are you expecting out of this ball game? And will the winner determine who you put on the mound tomorrow?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, they're both very good. I mean, different styles. North Carolina State can really, really run. They're athletic. They're predominantly right-handed. You know, they got the big ace, Rondon, sitting over there that right now it doesn't look like he's scheduled to pitch tonight, which I think, if they need him, he's coming out of the bullpen. But he's a potential first pick in the country next year. They remind us a little bit of a West Coast team. That's what it felt like their night. And then on the other hand, you got North Carolina, who was one of the, if not the best team in the country. They're just, you know, right there the entire from start to finish. And very physical, big arms out of the bullpen, predominantly left-handed. Different styles, from the same conference, same state, obviously, but they both are very, very good. They're both well coached, and, we'll have to wait and see. But we're leaning a certain way, but right now, until that game's over with, we won't make a final decision.
Coach, you got 2 days off and then all day Friday before you play Friday night. We know the coaching staff is busy scouting and doing the interviews and going through practice. Yeah. Tell the fans out there what the kids do, because I would think now maybe you're a little bit more of a comfort zone with this 2-0 start.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Children's Hospital yesterday in the city of Omaha, and we tried to do as much community service. They had a big deal for us on the river there tonight. I've been here enough to know that you have to give back, to the city while you're here. And sometimes it's not easy, but they deserve it as much as we deserve it, what they're giving us. So it's a two-way street. Our kids are very humble. They're very honored to be obviously representing UCLA and, the third time in 4 years. And then obviously they know the city and they respect the city and the job that they do. So they keep busy. We lifted a crate yesterday at 3, and then we went to the Children's Hospital at 5, and we practiced in the morning. So it was a full day after a tough night game against Mississippi State. And then today we'll do the same. We'll practice this morning, and then we'll give them the afternoon off, and then I'm sure many of them will go over to the ballpark and watch the game tonight.
And, Coach, you guys have been, at least for you, you've been in this position on the winning side and on the loser's bracket side.
Yeah.
Biggest difference? Because, obviously, the other guy's going to say, hey, we've got momentum. We've strung some wins together here. We've got the momentum. These guys have been off for 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. We were in the winner's bracket in 2010. We had 3 days off, and I thought that was too much. We came out flat against TCU. We faced Matt Perk, and he got us. We were flat, and Bauer beat him on the next day, and we ended up, going to play South Carolina in the championship series. So, I kind of liked only having 2 days off. I thought that was kind of a nice break. Our bullpen is in great shape. Our starters are in good shape. So
there's no complacency, really. They'll get back down to business, and they realize that, you know, everybody's playing for their lives right now, and we're going to play no different than that on Friday night.
Finally, Coach, I know this is a loaded question, so it might get the politically correct answer, but does one of the teams in North Carolina or North Carolina State give you a better matchup? You'll play either one, but is one of them matchup better with you?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, both teams are different. Like I said, you know, I mean, North Carolina State is, we've seen them. They're very athletic. They run. They're predominantly right-handed, and North Carolina State, North Carolina is left-handed. So that can definitely change our thinking. And we do have a few left-handers that we could go to, specifically Grant Watson, who was our Sunday guy all year, who was very, very good, beat San Diego 6-0 in the regionals, and then did not pitch in the super regionals because we only played two games. But you know, he's ready. He's thrown some simulated games and some bullpens and so forth. And then, you know, Adam Plutko threw on Sunday, so he also could come back on Friday. We're going to have to wait and see, and who we play, and then, you know, we'll determine that. But they've all thrown their bullpens. They all, you know, have thrown their simulated stuff, and we're prepared to go really either way.
We've asked everybody on the show today, who you got, Heat or Spurs, Coach?
Is the game in San Antonio or Miami?
It's in Miami. I love the concentration. It's great because I knew that was what was coming. Miami, it's hosted.
I pull for the Spurs. I love Popovich. I love Duncan. Those guys are professionals. They've been at it. They're grinders. So Spurs.
Coach, always appreciate your time. Can't say thanks enough for giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck in tomorrow's game, and hopefully that best of three coming up on Monday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Thanks, John. John Savage, baseball coach at the University of California, Los Angeles. Again, we talked about that earlier, how focused they are. Where's the game at? Everybody in the world outside of Omaha in the sports world is talking about the NBA Finals. And so there you go. What do you know? Man. Unbelievable. So there you go. This tweet from Kellen says, Miami wins. Which shot makes Spurs fans cringe more? Ray Allen's three or Derek Fisher's shot with 0.4 seconds left? Oh, man. I'd say the 0.4 seconds. Because you knew that was coming. I mean, you had stoppage of play. Ray Allen's three was just kind of in the moment, in the scramble, in the scrum. The ball, they're trying to get the rebound, and it kicks out, and you didn't have time to even think about it, but you had time to defend it with .04. Thanks for the tweet. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 and 1550. All right, Jeffrey, who you got tonight? It is the Spurs, a 6.5-point underdog, the over-under, about 189.5. The game tonight at Miami, what do you think?
Straight up, the Heat will win. I don't think they cover, and I think they go under.
I'm trying to decide whether – I was going to make a prediction right on the number at 101.94 because I just don't think the Spurs will ever, ever, ever give up. I just don't see this. Some people think that it could possibly be a blowout tonight. I just don't see the Spurs ever, ever, ever giving up. That just popped into my head. That's what I'm going to go with. Heat 101, Spurs 94. And Miami winning back-to-back NBA championships. We'll see how it plays out tonight. Again, the game will be joined after our College World Series game tonight. It will be going on, so you can catch the end of the NBA game, which is the most exciting part anyway, after North Carolina State with first pitch at 7:05 tonight here on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow on the show, Mississippi State baseball coach John Cohen is scheduled to join us. We'll also have our TNL recruiting update. Brian Munson from Big Red Report will give us his take on what Nebraska's done here in the last week. We'll also want to thank John Savage, UCLA baseball coach, and Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger for joining us today to talk a little Mississippi State baseball as well. Enjoy the College World Series. Enjoy Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And we'll see you tomorrow at 11 here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.